But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, so we're continuing our series on dreams and visions, but today I'm going to delve into something else that's not necessarily dreams and visions, but it is along the same lines of what we were discussing last week. So last week we talked about dreams, visions, and trances. And if we were to follow that same line, what would come next is something called spirit travel, or traveling in the spirit, followed by translocation, okay, or trance relocation, or there are many other terms that are used today to describe what this is. But this would be following the same line, and I wanted to talk about those two things because it's important for me to bring them up right now so that you understand what it is. And then we could just move on to dreams and visions. But since we're already on this track, I thought I would talk about those other two things to just round out this whole section, as some of you may experience this once you get into dreams, visions, trances. Then you're going to have spirit travel, and then you're going to have the translocation. And so, or sometimes it's called translation in the spirit. So I just wanted to go ahead and take the opportunity to talk about it right now. So you see how it fits into the grand scheme of things here. Okay, so let me start with prayer and then we'll dive right in. Lord God, I thank you for not leaving us as orphans, but leaving us with the Holy Spirit, our great comforter, the Spirit of God who lives within us, the Ruach HaKodesh, who helps us to understand this earth, this realm, but also all the other realms and dimensions that we have a hard time accepting, Lord, or even understanding. And I just pray today that by your word and your grace, you would show us in the scriptures and minister to us, Lord, this teaching so that we would understand it, and not only understand it, Lord, but desire to be so deep in communion and relationship with you where we would allow you to use us with this and allow you to work through us, Lord, for your glory in the earth. I thank you for this teaching. I thank you for the scriptures. I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment in this hour, Lord, as we need it. We need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so again, last week we talked about dreams, visions, and trances. And I explained to you that sometimes these can be nested one into the other. Now, there are two other things that go along with this that could also be nested within those other three. Please understand that even though these things can be nested, you can have each of these individually without the others. You can have dreams, standalone dreams. You can have a standalone vision. You can go into a standalone trance. Okay? You can have spirit travel. You can also have or translation of the spirit, and you can also have translocation happen as well. And so I want to explain it to you just in case if you have a situation where it happened for you the first time in a nested scenario that you're not thinking, what in the world is this? But that you have a clear understanding using the scriptures to know what it is, why it is happening to you, and what God is going to be doing through that, okay? So let's first talk about the fact that because of your makeup, who you are, in that you have a physical body, you have spirit, soul, and your mind, is that the part of you when you get saved, as I've said before, numerous occasions, is actually your spirit man. So your spirit man being saved, you have the ability to do the things of the spirit by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, okay? So your spirit man being saved has now given you access to the heavenly realms. And we learn this in Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 5 and then verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, 5 and 6. Let's go ahead and start from 4. Okay. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So there you have it. We have been resurrected with Christ and we're seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Now, how is it possible that we could be seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, but then still be here at the same time? Well, this is because your spirit man, your spirit, not your physical fleshly body, has the ability to go into different realms. Yes, to go into different dimensions. This happened when you became saved. You have the first heaven, which is what you see around you now, up into the sky. You have the second heaven, which is what we call space. And then you have the third heaven, which is where God resides. When you got saved, you were automatically given the ability to be able to be transported by your spirit into the third heaven. You have access. You can go through different realms and different dimensions. It is a part of who you are as a saved person in Jesus Christ. Now you might be wondering, then why am I not doing this? Why am I not able to do this? Well, it is the job of the adversary to make sure that you never actually understand who you are, you never take ownership of your identity, and that you never step into who you are and what you're capable of doing for Christ in this earth. Because believe me when I tell you, if you were to fully embrace who you are and what you are able to do as a blood-bought believer in Christ filled with the Holy Spirit, you would basically be unstoppable. That's it, simply said, okay? So all the things that comes at you in the world is just to keep you on this earth level where you're so bogged down with now and what's going on with me now and what's happening in the world now, and just keeps your eyes focused right here, that you're not even paying attention to the fact that you could be doing so much more to affect this first realm here, the first heaven, if you were to truly take up your position in heaven, where you're seated, where you can rule and reign and do all the things God called you to do. Okay, so let's start with that. Now, understanding this, that means then, if you were to pay attention to what's going on in the spiritual realm with your spirit man, you would become so much more aware of the other dimensions and the things that are in the other dimensions that you cannot see with your 3D vision, which is basically what you have in your physical body, right? You can see me, you can look at me in a three-dimensional way. If I were to hold up, you know, a flat piece of paper, you know, that's flat. But you have the ability to see 3D, which is now you can see this cube-shaped thing, Now, what you cannot see is a fourth dimension, because your physical body, created for this first heaven, and your eyes, which are created for this first heaven, can only see 3D. You don't have the ability to see fourth dimension or from the other dimensions, because this physical body cannot possibly do that. Now, what God does in order to paint out the picture for us and help us to understand these dimensions is he takes us and he gives us glimpses of what's happening in the other dimension in 3D format so that we can comprehend and understand it, right? For example, let's say that you could see in the fourth dimension. What would that look like? Well, you wouldn't just be looking at the front of my body. You would be able to see right through my body and see the back of my body at the same time. That's what 4D would be. You could see the back of my body and the front of my body at the same time. So let's say I come in front of you and I'm asking you something, but I'm nervous that you might not agree or to what I'm gonna proposition you with. So I'll have my fingers crossed, as they said, behind my back. So when I do that and I'm talking to you, you can't see behind me to see what I'm doing there. Now, if you were able to see in the fourth dimension, you would see my hand crossed behind my back, even though you're looking at me. So what does the Lord do? He'll open a vision, and in the vision, you will see the back of my body with the hand behind my back. But he does it in that format, showing you what's going on that you're not seeing, but presented it in a way that your 3D mind can understand it, okay? While if you were able to see into the fourth dimension, he wouldn't need to open that vision. You would just see it straight. And so on and so forth. That means fifth dimension is going to bring another level. Sixth dimension is going to bring another level. This is what it is. So when you go into a dream, when you go into a vision, when you're going to a trance, or you spirit travel or trance relocation, these things, spiritual experiences, gives you the opportunity to see things from a different realm. Hope that is clear. So now, I want to give you some examples in the scripture of this so that you can see when you're traveling in the spirit, it is your spirit man that is traveling. While you're still here on earth, you still have your body. When there is trance relocation, it is your physical body that gets moved. Yes, I know. In your mind, you're probably thinking, how in the world would my physical body just get up and move by the spirit? And I'm going to show all of that to you today. Okay, so let's go and take a look at Paul's explanation of this, okay? We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. And it reads, "It is necessary to boast, though nothing is gained by it. But I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, only God knows. Such a man was caught up," pay attention to the word caught up, "to the third heaven. And I know that such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, only God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which man is not permitted to speak, words too sacred to tell." So he's saying, the man was caught up, whether he's in the physical body or out of the physical body, I don't know. What this means is, out of the physical body, mean your physical body is left behind. That's your spirit that just traveled. In the physical body, in the third realm, that's trans relocation. That means your whole body went. And if you think about Enoch, that is how Enoch went. They said that he walked with the Lord and God took him. He didn't die. His whole physical body was taken up into heaven. If you think of Elijah and how he went, he didn't die. A chariot came, which will be you looking into a different dimension in the spirit to see the chariot, and took him up into a whirlwind, his whole physical body. That is a translocation, trans-relocation, your physical body goes, but your spirit can also go. If you think of John writing the book of Revelation, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then he begins to explain everything he's seen. And so in that picture, we get the feeling that his physical body may not have been there. It was a spiritual experience that he had where his spirit man was caught up to see things in the third heaven. So we see clearly here in the scripture that it is possible for your spirit man to go and travel into places and for your physical body as well to go. How is this done? God. We are not the ones who dictate how it happens, where it happens, or when it happens. We're not. God is the one who says, okay, I'm going to do this with you today, and he does it. Okay? Now, let's look at, I want to give you an example now. So we saw where Paul talked about whether in the body or out of the body. So he's explaining that it can be both. But now let's look at one where it's an actual translocation of a physical moving of someone's body. And I'm taking you now to the New Testament. This is Acts chapter 8, verse 38 to 40. Acts 8, verse 38 to 40, and it reads, and he ordered the chariot to stop, and they went both into the water. Maybe I should back up some. Read the whole Acts chapter 8. The idea here is Philip is about to minister, okay? And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water. He's now going to baptize the eunuch, right? So Philip, as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. Verse 39. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he passed through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Now I want you to understand or see the picture here. He goes, he takes the eunuch because he just preached Christ to him. And he's now going to baptize him. He takes him into the river to baptize him, puts him down into the water, okay? And when the eunuch comes back up, he comes back up, and Philip is nowhere to be seen. Meaning his physical body was moved from that location to miles away into another location. And he continued to preach the gospel in this new location, okay? But his physical body was moved. Now the word here I have highlighted is snatched. And the reason why I highlighted the word snatched, we're now going to put it with the word from Paul where he said he was caught up. And it turns out that these two words are exactly the same word. So the word here is called harpazo. Okay? It is to seize, snatch, take away, by force, catch, away up, to pluck, and to pull. The verb translated catch up, snatch, take by force, or pluck, occurs 14 times in the Greek New Testament. In every setting, the action is sudden, decisive, and beyond the power of the one seized to resist. whether the context involves hostile aggression, divine rescue, or eschatological transport, the idea is consistently that of swift removal. Yes, it's a catching away, a snatching, moving the physical body from one place to another. This word harpazo is actually the exact same word that you use to describe the rapture. Yes, you know, two men out in the field and one will be taken away and the other one remains. This is harpazo. It's the rapture. Now, I know that when you hear of the rapture, this is something that the church generally thinks has never happened before. Oh, this thing is going to happen that has never happened before, and we're all going to be caught up and we will be gone. But what I'm trying to show you here in the scripture is that this has happened before. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's happening today. God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, can do anything at any time. It is happening today. Absolutely. Why? Well, there has to be purpose. It's not like we're just like vanishing and reappearing in other places for fun. No. It says that Philip was moved so that he could continue to preach the gospel in this new territory. The Lord has a purpose behind all of these experiences. He's not just going to do that because, oh, I want to experience this. No, it's something where he is now going to say, okay, because of who you are, because you've applied yourself to what I'm teaching you, and because you will listen to me when I send you to a place to do something, I'm going to use you to do it. This is generally what it boils down to. All the people that this has happened to, there was a reason why it was done. Because when they got to the place where they were supposed to be, there was something that they had to do for the Lord. That's why he did it to them. What I'm going to do in the description box, I'm going to share with you a link to two videos that you can watch with people where this has happened to them, and they have actually gone to different places, healed, spoke the gospel, performed miracles, and then go back to where they were from, right? But it's the rapture. It is the rapture. And so I'm just saying, I don't want you to think like this is not possible. It is very much possible, and people are doing it today. People are doing it today. So I want to give you now an example in the Old Testament so you can see. And that just shows you how long this has been happening, okay? The rapture is not something new or something never seen before that we're looking forward to. No, it's been happening. Okay, so let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10 through 12. And it says, "As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent to search for you." This is actually a servant talking to Elijah, saying that the king is always searching for him, and for some reason they cannot seem to find him. Okay, and then he says, "And when they said, 'He is not here,' he made the kingdom or nation swear that they could not find you. And now you are saying, 'Go say to your master, behold, Elijah is here.' It will come about when I leave you that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you where I do not know. So when I come and tell Ahab he cannot find you, he will kill me, although I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth." Now, the word here that is the equivalent of arpazo in the Greek New Testament is the where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord will carry you where I do not know." Okay? It is the idea that God's spirit will just pick someone up, physical body, and move them. You don't need a plane ticket. You don't need to go through TSA. You don't even need a passport. If God says, you know, prior to all of this, when I would say, how is the word of God going to be preached throughout all the earth? I would think of, you know, like, how is that going to happen? How can the Lord come back when the entire earth has not heard his word? Let me tell you something. He can pick up people, lockdown or no lockdown, and move them to wherever he needs to move them with the purpose and the point of preaching the word of God. Preaching the word of God, bringing people to Christ, bringing wholeness and healing and deliverance. That is the purpose of this. Okay? So, I wanted to share this with you because I don't ever want someone to have an experience and go, what is that? Come back, try to explain it to someone, have someone say, you're crazy, that can't happen. And then, you know, you go stumbling around trying to find a scripture. Where is this in the Bible? This thing happened to me? Or worse, someone says to you, that's totally demonic. And so you shy away from it or you shut it off. And I'm here to tell you, no. God can do this with you as a saved person in Christ with the Holy Spirit. Now, from the beginning of time, man has been trying to access these realms and dimensions in illegal ways. Okay? Instead of traveling by the Spirit and allowing the Lord to do that, they do astral projection. Which, by the way, astral projection, that's your soul that's doing that. Which means you can die. Or you come back with a demon. While if the Lord is doing it with your spirit, there is no harm or danger done to you. Because the Lord is not going to have you do that and then you're in danger. Okay? These are two completely different things. They may sound the same to someone, but they're different. Okay? The people who are doing the astral projection is more of a, I need to spy on you. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see where you're getting your power or your strength from or what I can use against you. Okay? That's why they're doing that. When someone is traveling in the realm of the spirit because the Lord is causing that to happen to them, that's not what it's for. There is actual purpose behind it that glorifies the Lord. Difference. It's not a selfish thing of wanting to gain information or having power over people. It's understanding that God has a purpose, right? Then you think of like going into the heavenly realms. And if you read Genesis chapter 11, the story of the Tower of Babel, this is man trying to do it without God. So if you look at Genesis chapter 11, we're going to read verse 4. It says, then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered all over the face of the whole earth. So, they imagine this. They were building a tower to see if they could get into the heavenly realms with man-made ways. Okay? Again, illegal. Illegal. To get into the heavenly realms. When the truth of the matter is, when you are saved and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have access. You don't need a tower. You can get there because the Lord will take you there. Ask him. Ask him to give you these experiences where you can see it and understand it for yourself, right? And he will. And I promise you, the closer you get to the Lord, the closer in your relationship with him, the more time you spend with him, the more time you spend praying and reading the word and having an understanding of who he is, You will be invited into that. You don't even have to ask. Most of the people who do this, they never asked. It just, the Lord just like, okay, let me show you this. Let me do this with you. And then from that, they realize, okay, this is possible. But I would imagine it is a little scary if you did something like that for the first time and you're like, okay, what is this? Because just imagine it now, all right? So let's play a scenario, what this would look like. So you go to sleep and you had a dream. Then in the dream, you went into a trance. And now remember, you can now interact in the spirit realm in a trance with what you're looking at, okay? Then from the trance, there you are walking and there's someone walking in front of you and the person opens a door and goes in. And you follow behind the person and you open the same door. You can feel yourself opening that door, right? Because you're in a trance. Then when you open the door and you walk into the door, you're in a whole other country. Except in this whole other country, you're in a whole other country. You. Like, hello? What just happened here? I'm in my bed back at home. How is it I am physically in this country? You have to understand that. This would be a little bit like, whoa, what is going on? Okay, so if this is happening to you, at that moment, you're going to be like, what is going on? Because first, you don't know how you got there. Second, you don't even know how you're going back. Third, why am I here? Okay, so of course, you'd have to be very calm and again, have the kind of relationship with the Lord where you can say, okay, Lord, why am I here? Can you just show me why I'm here so I can do this and go back? Okay, because the one who brought you there is the one that will take you back out of there. Don't forget that, okay? But think about it. If you don't have that kind of relationship with the Lord where you are like able to talk to him and say, okay, walk me through this now. What do you want me to do? This would be the most bizarre thing that ever happened to you. Okay. You wake up and you're in a foreign country. And please understand in that case, depending on how far he took you backwards or forward into the future, you're going to be dressed looking like you fit in there. Okay, so you're going to have all new clothes. If they're speaking in another language, you're going to hear yourself in your mother tongue. So if it's you're speaking in English, you're going to hear yourself in English. But in actuality, you're actually speaking to them in their own language so that you blend in just so that you can accomplish what the Lord sent you there to do. Then, as soon as that is finished and you're done, all of a sudden, you're back in the trance. Okay? So the trance location piece is now gone because you did what you were supposed to do and you're now back in the trance and then you can quickly just out of the trance back into the dream and now you're in your bed and you wake up from the dream. And all of that was nested, okay, to give you a taste for the experience so that you can understand, wow, this is possible, right? But all of it can be done individually and on its own too, without all of that. I'm just saying, the Lord can do this to you. The Lord is doing this. He's doing this. And I don't want you to be afraid of it. This is just for your own knowledge and awareness. So I'm sharing the links in the description where you can go and hear other people's stories and how what they did when this happened to them. Okay? And that's it. Next week, I'm going to go more into other types of dreams. I've come up with 35 different types of popular dream symbols, which I'm going to share with you along with the meanings. I'm going to talk about recurring dreams and things like that, okay? I don't know how much I'm going to get into one video, so I'll probably have to split it up into like two or three, but you're going to get so much information from those. But this I wanted to put right here because it follows the projection or the trajectory of you going from dreams to visions to trances to spirit travel to translocation. So that's why I put this here, so you would understand if you start to move into that what it is, okay? And that's it. Well, I hope this was really helpful to you, or at least enlightening you to understand that this is possible, that there is scripture to back this up, and that this does happen, okay? And that's it. Lord, I just thank you for your word and your truth and all the beautiful supernatural things that you could do with us. Lord, make us desire to have a relationship with you more than anything else in the world. Not to run after or chase after an experience, but to chase after you, Jesus. Because the closer we get to you, the closer we get to your heart, and the closer we get to understanding what you want for us to do in this world, is the more you will open all of these things to us, Lord, and the more we will get to see it and know it and taste it and be a part of what you're doing. I just thank you for including us in this, Lord. I thank you for this truth and this understanding. I pray that in this week you will just begin to minister to each and every one of us and show us our part and our role in it. We thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, and I will see you next week. Bye. Hey, just want to say thanks for watching. And if you have any questions about this video or just any topic related to Christianity, church, just leave it in the comments. Would love to interact with you.